Yesterday we had Mayor Ganim on the show, and today we have John Gomes, his challenger, on the show. Good morning, sir. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You hear AJ's in a box? Okay. So I'm going to play you some questions that I asked the mayor yesterday. Here's clip one. Did you win?
Good morning.
Or are we still counting?
No, we won. Well, I think where it stands is certainly we won the, I don't think anybody's contesting that we won the general election. And I said it should end, you know, it should end here. That's what I say. I'm not sure that's what's going to happen.
Okay. So who won the general election?
Well, I could tell you that we won that election. We were victorious by over 560 vote when the night the polls closed. And obviously, when the absentee ballots were counted, it was negative 173. But absentee ballot, as we know, has had a history of impacting the outcome negative, as we know, just like it did during our primary. And that's where we are today. We are here because the Ganim administration committed a crime. They tried to oppress the voters of Bridgeport, violating every civil rights that we have here.
There was this whole case. You came out victorious. There was video that came out of allegedly some folks on your side doing the same thing. I didn't watch the case. I don't have time to go over it all, but I know that you came out victorious. Let me ask you about the primary. Now, here's what I asked him, the mayor, yesterday. If you have to do the primary again, does that mean the general election has to be done again?
If you believe, let's say, Gomes' lawyer and ours, they say no, because we won the general election now. I don't think anybody's saying differently. The law seems to say that you, since a new primary has been ordered, you have to do a new primary.
Changes everything.
And that if, So it's legally awkward.
What's your take on this?
My first take is I want to say that we did not commit any crime. It was not proven. None of my supporters were put on the stand as his were put, and they plead the fifth. The second thing is, according to the law and the verdict, there will be a new primary because that's the law. They committed the crime. Now they have they're trying to, as always, go around the true fact of what happened and the evidence and what the law applied based on the verdict. So there will be a new primary.
Okay. He, the mayor said he wasn't sure if he was going to appeal the judge's decision.
Well, they've already said they were going to appeal. They have 14 days to do so. But at the same time, the Secretary of the State and the attorneys are moving forward with a new date. Next week, the judge will make a decision. The new dates will be either December 12th or December 19th for a new primary.
Okay. And you'll be good with that new primary. You'll be good with those results.
Oh, we are anxious. The supporters of Bridgeport are anxious to get out there.
Because you weren't good with the primary results, and you're not good with the general election results. Are you going to be good with the next primary results,
well,
or are we going to keep going?
That's the law.
Okay.
I will follow the law. As long as we continue to win on the polls, we will continue to fight this. The only way they can win and continue to win is by putting illegal absentee ballots either in the ballot box or now in the mail. That's the only way. And that's why we're asking the court to put a special restriction, given special batch numbers for this election. And also to have all the areas where you have 20 or more voters registered, such as buildings, to be supervised.
Okay.
We need a special consideration for this election.
Okay. And then I asked him the big question, and I want to hear your answer to this. Would you be willing to make a toy drive appearance with Gomes? Either way, however this works out, whether it's worked out or not.
Oh, sure. And if you guys want to put that together, I think it'd be great. Look, okay. I don't think he's the right guy for mayor, all due respect, and I won't get into all that now. But as far as working for the toy drive, as far as stepping up with you guys,
you're the man.
Absolutely.
Okay, so he's agreed to do an onstage performance with you at our toy drive on December 8th. Would you agree to that?
No, most definitely. Anything for charity where we could bring some type of healing process to all this thing going on here. But I am the right candidate for mayor. I am the right person. Not only do I live in Bridgeport, I have the experience, and I know how Bridgeport can move forward from every aspect that we can talk about.
So if you could run a city, then you could definitely do a duet with the mayor.
Believe me, I will create educational progress, definitely continued economic development.
So you'd be on this.
I
hear what you're doing now. You're getting your stump speech out there.
Sure.
I'm going to keep you on topic here. So you're going to get on stage with the mayor December 8th, and you're going to do a duet with the mayor to bring awareness to the toy drive and help kids have a better holiday season. Some kids that live in Bridgeport.
Yes.
Yes, your city. So you'll do that. Which song would you like to pick?
Ruth, I'm not a great singer.
No, that's
not the point. That's not at all.
There's a lot of bad singers coming to this thing.
I will do what is necessary to keep the joy of Christmas alive.
You are the man. Okay, we were thinking Reunited by Peaches and Herb. Do you know that song?
Not at all.
Okay.
But, send me the lyrics and I'll do the best I can.
Thank you. You're the man. Keep us posted. Appreciate you.
Thank you. We're looking forward to see everyone out there, either the 12th or the 19th, and let's cast our vote and put an end to this corruption.
Thank you, John Gomes.
Thank you.
Well, the toy drive just got very exciting.